Going to be a cracking series for the Wallabies up against the Irish. They are the Six Nations champions, that being Ireland, with a really good forward pack. The Wallabies squad was announced up at Suncorp Stadium last night by Coach Michael Checker, a 32-man squad, and Check joins us on the line now. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, lads.
Exciting times, mate. Five uncapped players, but you've got a little bit of a kerfuffle with the Brumbies. Can you give us an update about their three players being released for the opening test?
I don't want to call it kerfuffle. I suppose we've got an opinion, they've got an opinion, but it's only logical. You know, everyone's looking, trying to look out for the best for their own teams, you know. But I suppose the common sense for me is that, you know, playing on a Sunday and then, you know, we've got the test on the Saturday against the European champions, the Six Nations champions. I think we've tried to make what is the common sense decision and get some players a bit of preparation time that we need in order to do well in that test match.
Yeah.
Check with the contract status surrounding all these players. Do you get overriding say, or are they contracted to the AAU, or are they contracted to the franchises?
In the, well, there's an agreement that goes in place between the union and the states that, you know, we can have, you know, some decision-making in around load and all that type of stuff. But more often than not, mate, we're trying to do it. Anything we do, we're throughout the season in consultation with the clubs. And like for us this year, we haven't, you know, we wanted to start Super Rugby a week earlier so that we'd have a week off and in order to prepare, like South Africans have in Super Rugby. And the state didn't want that, so we worked with them on that. Haven't had any, you know, resting periods for any players throughout the year. Have had one day of camp only in the prelude to the test series, all to try to work with the state teams and respect their program as well. So, like I said, the Sunday scheduling just makes it a little bit difficult for us. And, you know, we haven't looked at all the players. The eight players have been picked from the Brumbies. We're just looking at three that we feel will be important from a preparation point of view.
Yep. So, your gut feeling, mate, will you have the likes of Dave Pocock and Scott Seo? Will they play for the Brumbies or will they be fresh for you?
Mate, I think that we've called what we want to do. So, right. You know, I believe they'll be there.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's great news. Mate, of all the players that you've selected, great to see Michael Hooper retains the captaincy there. He will lead by example. Who's the exciting one you're looking forward to seeing, you know, play his trade out there against the Irish?
Well, I think you've got to look to a couple of guys at either end of the park, I suppose, that in the backfield. You know, we had a young player who came on development tour with us last year, Jack Maddox. He's now earned down in Melbourne. He's earned a spot in the squad of his own right. He's been, I think he's only 20. He's been outstanding this year. You know, he's played both wing and fullback. He's bobbed up all over the park. He's looked really promising, you know. And I think part of what we've been doing about trying to get younger players to come on tour, get a look at it, and then evolve the next season. And then you go up the other end of the park, and you've got a young guy like Taniela Tupou. You know, I think everyone's seen what he's been doing for the Reds this year. You know, working, playing as a tight end and also as an outside centre sometimes, you know, and doing a good job of both. So I think from young talent coming to the squad, there's two players that have come from the development end and straight into the full team.
Yeah, it's an exciting squad, Check, and with some of those young guys come enthusiasm. Mm. But taking on Ireland, they'll be pretty tough. What do you expect when you take on this Irish team?
Yeah, mate, I've had a long association with that team, obviously from coaching over there. I know many of the players firsthand, you know, half a dozen of them will be on this tour. So I think they're going to be really consistent in what they do. You know, they're very well drilled, you know, excellent coaching. They've come with their full kit. There was some talk they may not bring a full team down here because of the Lions tour and player load and stuff like that. But they've brought everyone here, so they're very committed to keeping their number two spot in the world. And I think we'll be certainly playing with those teammates. I feel like we're very, very ready for this series.
And when you get to everyone comes into camp, do you put Dave Pocock and Israel Folau in the same room?
Hey, we're still not talking about that, are we? They've been, you know, good friends before. We're a very tight-knit group. There's a code inside the Wallabies. All players come from different teams, and when they come together, we know exactly what the expectations are we're representing our country. So, you know, nothing's going to get in our way of doing the best for our country.
Just a quick one on Izzy, Chick. What's his best position in the Wallaby setup? Is it fullback? We've seen him play on the wing a couple of times with New South Wales.
Yeah, mate, for me, 15, you know what I mean? I think you want to get the ball in as much as possible. And, in rugby, they're going to be kicking off from deep in their territory. They're always going to be kicking the ball. You know, he's going to be catching it. I know that's not high-end strategy, but, you know, the more he gets the ball in his hand, the more he's going to be able to carry the ball back and do what he can do, you know what I mean, which is unlike others. And I think, you know, at the other end, I know what the Tars have been doing with trying to use him on the edges to work the aerial threat of him in attack, which has been really good strategy for him and something that we'll also try to emulate in the series.
Michael, I know that the Irish community here are very, very excited about this Test series. We're going to whip up all that enthusiasm for the Wallabies as well, and it all kicks off with that opening Test match next Saturday, so we look forward to it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot, lads. Appreciate it.